Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing. Now, before we start, we have one request. If you're genuinely enjoying what we do here on the Internet Marketing Podcast, please leave us a review on iTunes or your podcast app, because it really helps us to grow our podcast and ensures we bring you great marketing tips and advice each week. Now, today we're joined by Kelvin Newman, who tells us some of the key concepts in search engine marketing. 42 fundamentals, to be precise. Enjoy.
Hi, my name's Kelvin Newman, founder of Brighton SEO and regular contributor to the Internet Marketing Podcast. Today, I wanted to talk to you about some of the key things you need to understand if you want to do search marketing effectively. Search marketing is a big old area. There's a huge amount of detail we can delve into. But in today's podcast, what I want to do is kind of cover the fundamentals. So what we've got here is 42 things that I think you really need to know, understand, and accept if you want to do well in search marketing. Now, if you're experienced in search marketing, hopefully this will be a good reminder and let you know how good you are and, you know, what you already know. But if you're newer to search marketing, it's something that you've not really done before, you've not done SEO, you've not done pay-per-click, hopefully I'll give you a really good introduction to some of the topics, some of the key ideas, and also set you up that if you do want to learn more about search, you've got a great foundation. Let's start at the beginning. Search engine marketing, or SEM as it's sometimes known, is the process of making your website more visible to the search engines so that it appears when people use those search engines. There's two main areas that it breaks down into. The first area is SEO. SEO is the techniques and tactics used to increase the number of visitors that you get to your website, and that is achieved by obtaining high-ranking placement in the natural search engine results pages. The second area is paid search or pay-per-click advertising, which is the related discipline where visibility on the SERPs is achieved through a commercial relationship with the search engine by paying for the advertising. The lower you are in the list of the search results, the smaller the share of the search traffic that you will receive. So across paid search and natural search, generally we have this intention, this purpose, to try and rank higher so that we get a greater share of the traffic available. In search marketing, often strategy and tactics are confused and used interchangeably. And it's important to note that strategy is different from tactics. So when you're conducting a search marketing campaign, you really need a search marketing strategy rather than just a list of search marketing tactics. Search marketing strategy helps the business solve its problems through an interlocking set of choices that coordinate the search marketing activity to achieve a desired outcome. Now, without that desired outcome, you can't genuinely create a search marketing strategy. Central to SEO is a set of algorithms that determine how highly any given page appears in the natural search results. And in order to do SEO well, we need an understanding of these algorithms. SEO itself, the algorithms that dictate where you appear in the SERP, can largely be divided into two main areas. There is the idea of on-site SEO, that's the things that you do to your website, and off-site SEO, which overlaps with PR and social media, and is used by the search engines to understand the relative importance of your website to the web as a whole. Keyword research is one of the most important aspects of natural search and paid search as well. It's the process of identifying those keyword phrases that you will then choose to optimize for in organic search or use to trigger PPC listings for your products or services and business, to understand those words that people use to then prioritize them in your campaigns. Before search engines rank a website in natural search, they have to first find it. So many of the tactics that are kind of the most important ones are about actually making sure that the search engines can find your website in the first place. The second stage then is making sure that they understand it. And to help them understand, you want to optimize your on-site architecture. And you do this by making changes that reflect the preferences that the search engines have for how a website should be structured. Sitemaps are one way which it is easy for webmasters to inform search engines about the pages that they have on their website and how they should go about crawling them. So it's one of the things that is often very, very important to do to make sure that the search engines understand the structure of your website. It can be hard for those search engines to understand your website if you have duplicate pages. So one thing that's often important for a webmaster or anyone involved in the marketing of a website to do is to ensure that they have no duplicate pages that the search engines might get confused about. Appropriate use of keywords will make your website and pages within the hierarchy more attractive to visitors, but also increase the search engine relevance. By that I mean, when you've decided the keywords via your keyword research process, you then need to make sure that they're reflected in the key places within your website to communicate those keywords' importance to the search engines, which also helps the users. The URL of the site and the URL structure of the page are two important factors in on-page SEO. So when deciding what to call your pages, or indeed even choosing the domain name of your website, it's important to consider the keywords that people are searching for. Title tags are another area that you will often want to improve and edit to better reflect the keywords that you've selected. It's one of the most important HTML elements on your website. Each page needs a unique title tag, and those title tags need to reflect your keywords. A meta description for each page is less important than the title tag because it isn't used by the search engines to determine the ranking of a particular website on a search results page. However, it is important because when your page does appear on a search results page, the meta description are the couple of lines that appear to entice people to click through to your website. So therefore, it's important to optimize those to increase the likelihood of when you do appear on a search results page that you then get the following subsequent click. It's worth noting that the page will always struggle to rank if it doesn't contain the precise phrase that you're targeting. So don't just change the title tags and URLs and meta descriptions. Ensure that the keywords you're targeting are used within the page itself. Now, whenever one web page links to another, a search engine makes an assessment of the anchor text that's used in that link to determine the content of that page that's providing the link. So this is important to consider when doing off-site link building, but also on-site link building. Try and use descriptive words when linking to internal pages of your website. This helps the search engines better understand the content of the page that you're linking to. Schema is a form of structured markup that is increasingly becoming important in the world of natural search. It's not used directly to determine page rankings, but it does determine rich snippets, where the search results are more interesting than your conventional links. These tend to be viewed more, they lead to higher click-through rates, and of course that leads to more traffic and hopefully more business for your website. Moving on to the link building side of things. Let's talk about PageRank. It was the original formula used by Google to determine which pages were most important. Though their algorithm has moved on significantly from there, it's important to understand how PageRank works, the fundamental ideas of that, because that is kind of the foundations to how the link building side of the algorithm works. Now, generally speaking, most websites would benefit from having more of the kind of links that search engines are looking for. The most successful of your link building efforts will be informed by understanding what is working for yourself already and what has worked for your competitors. A key element of any link building campaign is the ability to carry out competitor research. Now, natural links will always be generated when content is intrinsically useful. Many of the ways in which people recommend building links is by first building content. However, just building the content can't guarantee the links. Therefore, a proactive approach is needed to maximize the links to any given website. Now, it's hard to get links without the content, but just producing the content doesn't guarantee the links. payment should pay no part in the process of acquiring links. It's a bad business practice and is against Google's webmaster guidelines, and as such, might lead to a penalty for you down the line. It's also worth stating that link building is not without risks. When working on any link building project, whether you're carrying it out yourself or working with a third party, you need to understand and appreciate the risks as well as the rewards and have an appropriate strategy and awareness of the amount of risk that you're prepared to take. Moving on to paid search. In paid search, the best bid is determined by both the amount that is bid and the quality of the advertiser and the advertisement. If an ad is clicked, the advertiser who has bid for the ad pays the agreed amount for the click, but if no one clicks on the advert or they click on a competitor's advert, there's nothing for you to pay. The relative ranking of paid search ads does not depend solely on what you bid, so the cost per click, for that particular keyword. Search engines also take into account the quality score of those listings. Google refer to that as quality score. The other search engines have similar systems. The paid search account should be structured and the ad copy written so the ad is directly relevant to the entered keyword that the person is searching for. The whole system of paid search encourages you to have a well-structured, well-written campaigns that are directly relevant to keywords and rewards advertisers that have this kind of structure. The closer the ad copy matches the term entered in the search engine and the term that triggered it, the better the score will be, the quality score will be, and the lower the cost you will pay. So, the more accurate your adverts are, the more relevant they are to the keyword, the less you'll pay. Now, most of the search engines now offer various options, which are known as enhanced campaign, which allow you to increase or decrease bids based upon location, device, or time of day. That allows you to be very targeted in the people that you're advertising to. PPC adverts are very strictly limited, both in the length and the type of content they are allowed. It is a very specialist copywriting skill, and the adverts that you create require time, attention, and a really good understanding of the customers you're trying to serve. There are paid search extensions available that are ad formats that show extra information about your businesses. Some of those are added manually, so you have to go into your account and set them up. Others are automatically generated. And in both cases, the intention is, by providing this additional information, that your adverts are more likely to get clicked on. One of the most common forms of kind of ad extension or sort of more interesting forms of advert is product listing adverts. Now, they're also on a CPC basis for online merchants or e-commerce companies that are purchased through AdWords. They aren't triggered by keywords like the other types of adverts we've talked about, but they are administered through the AdWords interface. One of the most common forms of ad extensions are ad site links. So they allow up to 6 additional deep links into your site that both increase the size of the advert, so making them more visible, but potentially also make the advert more relevant to the searcher because they're able to get to the page they want within your website more quickly than if they'd have clicked on one link and then had to find the particular page that they were looking for. Another common form of extension is the location extension, which shows your business address, phone number, plus other information such as opening hours as well. Another extension is the seller rating, where a rating of you as a seller is shown against the advert. Most of the targeting we've talked about thus far has been adverts that are targeted based solely on the keyword that the person types into the search engine. There is a whole additional form of targeting that's possible, known as retargeting or remarketing. So it's an opportunity to promote your business using adverts targeted to those who have previously interacted with your brand. The Google remarketing tag can help create remarketing lists, which you put a piece of code on every page of your website, and then you're able to target to people who've just visited certain pages or just certain areas of the website, and then target them in different ways. The allowable CPC that you set on your campaign is the amount that you are prepared to pay for a click coming from a specific keyword or key phrase. There is a wide range of metrics that may be used for both SEO and pay-per-click. And those metrics should mirror and reflect your own marketing goals that you have. Search marketing is rarely conducted in isolation, but runs across a number of different channels, both digital and non-digital. Hopefully that's given you a really good sense of some of the key things that you really need to understand in order to do search marketing well. It's a complex and deep subject, but the fundamentals are one that's quite easy to get your head around. If you can understand all the things we've talked through here, you've got a really good foundation in what search marketing is about and what is required in order to deliver a good search marketing campaign.
Well, thanks for listening. The show notes are in the usual place at sitevisibility.com/IMpodcast. If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a review so that we know how we're doing and can continue to bring you better marketing ideas and advice. Plus, we're always open to questions and suggestions for future topics to be discussed on the show. So feel free to email us at podcast@sitevisibility.com or tweet us at sitevisibility. And if you want to continue the conversation, you can do so by joining the Site to Visibility group on LinkedIn. So that's all from me, Andy, and we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.